Man of Two Tribes, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. There can be only one simile when talking of the Nullarbor Plain. The jeep was like a ship on a completely calm ocean. To the east, the sea was softly grey, and to the west it was softly green. And when the sun passed the meridian, the colours would be reversed. Astern of the jeep, 3 miles away, the tiny settlement of Chifley, despite reduction in size, appeared to be less than half a mile distant. The tiny houses, guarded by the water tower, were the focal point of a fence built across the world. The wires could not be seen, but the posts could be counted. Telegraph posts flanking the ribbon of steel joining east with West Australia. The track was merely twin marks of tyre-rasped earth, and between the marks and to either side, the foot-high saltbush was the universal covering. Neither ahead nor astern could the motor track be seen beyond 50 yards, and one felt it was an eyesore and ought not to be there. The first exploring vehicle had to avoid rock slabs and sometimes a rock hole, and every succeeding vehicle had rigidly kept to those same tracks. "This mount singular," asked Boney. "Large holding?" "According to the survey, not particularly large. 1,000 square miles or so," replied Easter. "It's all open country, no boundary fences, and as there aren't any adjacent holdings, excepting to the south, the Wetherby cattle may graze over 1,000,000 square miles of country, which varies a lot. Very few permanent waters. A salt pan wilderness to the west, semi-desert to the north, this plain to the east. I've never been farther north than the homestead, and that was back in 49. "The Wetherbys," pressed Boney. "Old family? How many?" "The first Wetherbys took up the holding in 1900. By all accounts, a hard doer who married a woman as tough as himself. Both died in the 30s and left the property to their two sons, Charles and Edgar. Edgar served up in the islands during the war and returned with his wife about the time I visited the homestead. They'd taken on a property in the west of New South, which turned out no good, and the brothers decided to run in harness again. There's no white stockmen employed. Can't get whites these days. All the hands are Aborigines." "Where is their outlet point?" "Rawlinna, chiefly. Much farther for them than Chifley, but better country to travel in wet seasons. Old Patsy Lonergan must have gone out that way because he never caught the train at Chifley." "Good citizens?" "Never had the slightest trouble, officially." An hour later, the scenery was precisely the same.